So what is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Not Your Final Destination. I am your gracious host, Felix Diaz. And if you can hear the rain on the car, this is a little rainy episode, but you know what? I'm focused. I'm hands-free. Got my Beats by Dre or Apple now because they bought them. What's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed the last two other episodes. Now, if the rain is too loud, you know, it's one of those things where, like, hey, Felix is in the car. He's giving us an episode. I mean, it's Monday, so as promised, a podcast was going to happen today. So hopefully you guys had an incredible weekend. I wanted to, firstly, again, like always, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode. Today's message and today's episode is pursuing your purpose in a way that you will thank yourself 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, you know, your own development, and kind of like something that I've been thinking about and wanting to talk about, and have talked about a little bit on this podcast, as far as, like, you know, the self-development stuff, right? So when I think about pursuing, you know, pursuing your purpose and living outside your comfort zone and taking that leap of faith and investing in yourself, I think about myself a lot of times when I'm speaking to you guys. And, you know, again, not scripted, just no notes in front of me, just the open road, my beats, and, you know, the thoughts that I have in my mind as I, you know, tackle my work week and you know, go through some of these experiences and say, how can I share this with my community of listeners, you know, and the people that continue to support the podcast. I want you guys to feel like you're getting something out of it that is, one, it's absolutely free, because these episodes are absolutely free, but two, that you apply in your own day and in your own life. So when I think about pursuing your purpose, and I think about the things that stopped me in the past to pursue my purpose, like, you know, I think a lot of times we sit back and we prospect our lives and we prospect the things that are happening, right? And we say, okay, well, like, all these things aren't lined up, so this is the reason why I'm not going to do it, right? Like, oh, all these little things aren't exactly how they need to be in order for me to pursue my purpose. And I think that even speaking to myself about this, it's like, man, you know, when do we feel really good about ourselves? And, like, this is like, hey, like, you know, I mentioned it and I say this before, like, I don't have it all figured out. We're not rich, and, you know, by no means are we, like, super financially stable to be like, well, I can take 6 days off of work, and, like, you know, that's not where I am right now. So I always tell myself, like, okay, like, here's an example. This is for a lot of Americans, you know, and maybe not all of them, but most of them. So let's say you get your income tax check, you know, you're feeling good, your bank is full of money, you can go out and shop and do whatever you want because financially things are being able to be taken care of, right? So because you work 365 days or whatever that number is, and you got your income tax check, and now you could say, well, you know, now I feel a little bit more comfortable because the money's there. And granted, I'm not taking this away from anybody, because I'm right there with you. You know, you get the income tax check, you buy a couple things, and, like, do you ever just sit around the things that you buy and realize that, like, man, I'm still not happy with myself. Like, man, I'm still not happy, you know, with the way my life is going. Man, I'm not happy with my health. I'm not happy with my marital thing. I'm not happy with this relationship. I'm not happy with this job. Like, do you ever just think about those things? Like, do you ever think to yourself, man, like, I'm really not doing, like, I have all these things, but I'm not happy. And, you know, for me, it's like back in 2014, after my divorce, and then going out and saying, I'm gonna prove this woman wrong, you know, and I'm gonna go and live out this crazy life and drive my dream car and do all this stuff. I was still miserable. And this is the thing. I want you guys to really, really understand this. Like, man, I used to want to be the show, you know, the showstopper, the, oh man, look at this guy, he's got it all figured out, man. Like, now the people is what inspires me. And what I say with the people is, it's you guys. And it's the people that reach out to me via DM. It's the people that reach out to me via, you know, Instagram and Facebook and my own family, and then just me pursuing my why. And that's me talking to you guys. That's me pursuing you guys, or persuading you guys to take that first step in the right direction, to put away all your fears and all your doubts and all your anything that you can think of, like, man, why this will not work, right? Like, oh, this isn't gonna work for me. No, it will work for you. How about we start using those things in our daily lives and our daily routines of saying, this is going to work. I'm putting in this effort in the gym because I want to look better. I'm putting this effort into my marriage because I want to be a better father and I want to be a better husband. You know, oh, me and my family don't have the best relationship. You know, I've come to the conclusion of this, and this is something that I've thought about so many times, man. So many times, that my relationship with my parents is what it is, and I'm coming to accepting it at 32 years old. You know, sometimes we get some text messages, and you know, my dad, for the first time out of the blue, and again, this is not a bad session to my parents or anything like that, but like, I got a message randomly. I haven't talked to my dad in about a year, and it's him. Hey, just bought two cars. You know, and I'm trying to conversate with them, you know, but in those 2 years of me talking to my dad, which it feels like, you know, like I have two daughters, you know, I have my wife, you know, we moved into a new place, like I got a new job. Like, how about reaching out and asking about those things, right? And I can sit there and beat myself up and say, okay, well, here we go. I'm gonna use this past and these cards that were dealt to me, and I'm just gonna go down this toilet bowl of thoughts that are going to distract me from my purpose and my why and the reason why I want to do better things and be greater than the environment that I came from. And I have to work on these things, because if I let that determine my future and I let that determine, you know, the outcome of my life and in the way that I raise my kids and the way that I react to my wife, then I'm not going to get anywhere, right? So with these episodes now, I want to be more vulnerable with you guys, but I also want someone out there to say, man, that's me right now with this situation. It doesn't have to be exactly what you think it is. And when I say what you think it is, it's like, I don't want you to think, oh, this is the reason, right? Like, this is the reason why I'm struggling. This is the reason why I can't get ahead. This is the reason why I couldn't get that job. This isn't the reason. No, I want you to really, like, you know, sometimes you got to take that leap of faith and leave the place that you're living, you know, like I did in 2014. And I went to, you know, California with, I'm gonna share some information. I left to go to California with $1,300 in my bank account. I left, jumped, didn't think twice. I wasn't happy. My divorce was just getting finalized. Like, you know, like final, like I got documents saying, hey, you're divorced, you know? Like, my anxiety and my depression and my family that, you know, was even here wasn't really supporting me, and my parents weren't supporting me, and I was just trying to figure out what I was going to do in this season of my life, you know. And as I sit here and I'm driving and I'm thinking of sharing this information and sharing these thoughts and stuff like that, like, someone out there right now is battling similar things, and I want you to know this, whoever this person is that is tuning in, you are capable and you are alive with a reason, a purpose. And I promise you that if you put you first for a little bit and you just write down little goals and little things, you will overcome this and you will bounce back 10 times, you know, 10x, like Grant Cardone says. You will bounce 10 times of, you know, where you are right now. I guarantee it. You know, I think a lot of times we get into this mindset of I can't, or what is this person going to think, or, oh, I should have did this 3 years ago, and man, this is not going to work out for me. And man, just let's try our best to get out of that mindset. Let's try our best to put one small thing this week. Let's try to put one small thing this week that you've been putting off to the side for months, and let's just try to accomplish that one thing this week. Whether it's waking up early, going to the gym a couple times out of the week, working on that website, working on that brand, working on your relationship. You know, I'm going to share this with you, man. Ever since my second daughter was born, there's been a lot of, like, you know, Ayla, stop, you know, running around. Ayla, be quiet. And like, I let that affect me because I'm speaking louder. I'm yelling a little bit more. And today, my daughter comes into the living room, and I grab her and I say to her, Hey, my promise to you today is that I'm not going to yell at you today. And I'm not saying that I yell at her all the time, but I'm just saying we're human and things happen and we let those things kind of take the best of us sometimes. But I'm trying to, you know, identify, hey, this is a problem. I'm not giving my daughter, you know, the talk of, hey, let's tone it down a little bit. Let's lower our voices. Instead, it's like, okay, one daughter's losing her crap on the couch with my wife or myself, and I can't get my other one controlled, right? Or like she's just running around and being what two-year-olds do. So what I'm saying is, this week, not just today, I said today, but not just today, I'm going to focus on, you know, giving my, what are you doing? It's not you. These people, man. You know, it's focusing on the little things, guys. Focusing on the little things. Sorry. I'm in this roundabout area here where I live, and no one knows how to drive it. Because it's just an arrow in the road, and people just driving around. So listen, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I know that it kind of ended kind of weird there, but just know that I am rooting for you guys this week. I hope that you guys accomplish that one small thing. Whatever it is, whatever you're struggling with, I want you to really focus on that. No matter what the situation is, remember that you can always come on top. Remember, MrFelixDiaz.com is coming along. I will share that with you guys. Also, if you aren't subscribed to the YouTube channel, Waves of Paradise, make sure to head over to YouTube. And once you subscribe, write Not Your Final Destination in the comment section to one of the videos. I appreciate every single one of you guys. Let's make this week amazing and great. And I'll see you guys on Wednesday.
Hello, Final Destination listeners. Are you struggling to get to sleep? Are you struggling to stay focused while at work or even on the ride to work? Listen, head over to YouTube and look up Waves of Paradise, 30-minute motivational meditation and relaxation videos. Make sure to comment "Not Your Final Destination" in the comment section when you subscribe.